It's indescribable. I mean, to lose the last two, you know, to finally be on the other end and holding up that trophy is just a dream come true. And we couldn't have scripted it any better than to win it at home, game three, deciding game of a grand final in front of 13,000 people. And the fact that they've only, you know, they've had less than 40 hours to promote the game and to sell it out, it's just amazing. And holding that trophy up in front of them all, it's a feeling I'll never forget. It's hard to compare, but I think after losing two, it probably means a little bit more because, you know, I've suffered the pain of going back-to-back losses and watching a team hold it up. So, yeah, it's a very special moment for myself, my teammates and everyone involved in the club.
Does it erase that pain at all?
No, I wish I had my fourth. So, look, it definitely goes a long way to helping it, but, yeah, there's always that little bit that wishes I was, you know, four-time champion. Look, we've had a core group of players together for a while now, and within that five, we have a lot of confidence. And then, you know, you bring in a great coach like Trev, and the two imports we've got, you know, two of the best imports of, you know, that will go down in NBL. You know, we've got an MVP, grand final MVP to my left, and Ennis, who could have been an NBL MVP. So it's been a special year. We recruited well, and then everyone else we brought in on top of that. You know, Tommy was just about to give away basketball and go off into the real world. He comes in and gets Rookie of the Year. Burden and Yu, you know, they showed tonight what they're capable of all year. It's just that they've been playing behind, you know, talented players like Jermaine and Jimmy.
How's it feel?
Yeah, probably hasn't sunk in yet, but it was, you know, I'm just so proud of the guys. What they, game three, the grand final was on the line, you know, the cream rises to the top, and we certainly did that today.
On the game for a second before the general stuff, what was the difference tonight? Why did it fly out so much?
I think we were all locked in. You know, it was the guys defensively. We got a role. You know, this team has the ability to lock teams down, and we locked that team, Adelaide, down in the second quarter and really got on top of them, really built that pressure. And again, we did that in the third. And the defense was unbelievable out there today.
What adjustments did you make for Gary in particular?
Well, I put this fella on him at the start. We're only going to do it for a couple of minutes, but he didn't. He was pretty quiet, so we kept with it and put Sean on Johnson. There was a couple of little different things that we did for offensively, and the guys stepped up and really executed the game plan, and you know, I'm so happy for them.
That second quarter run, they really sort of set up the win. We've seen that a lot of times here this season, tight first quarter, big second quarter run. Can you put that down to anything? Is it a second unit thing?
It's just locking in. It's the team all year. We've had the ability to lock teams down, and if we can stop teams for five, six possessions, and then we get that buffer, and the good thing about, we don't relax, we go again. And you know, like Damo said, the personnel of the team was focused and playing for each other tonight, and that's one of the great games that we've had all year.
At what point did you know you had it in the bag? Were you able to relax at all in that last one?
I guess when Easy came on and Drake hit the three, that was pretty good. But I'm just so proud of the guys. Everyone contributed tonight. And when it doesn't get any bigger than this, game
Jermaine,
three.
Sorry to interrupt. Yep. Jermaine Series, a word on what he's been able to do?
He's been great all year. You know, he's been hiding in the shadows behind Damo, behind James. And I just joked to him before, after the second game, we're just making sure the contacts were in the right eyes. And he finally put him in the right eyes and started shooting a good clip from the three-point. But, I seen the ability that he had a long time ago, and very grateful that and the time to get him here at the Wildcats.
Tyler, how do you feel
now? I feel good, man. It really ain't hit me yet. It might hit me a couple hours. It might hit me tomorrow. But I just want to thank all my teammates, man. Thank Coach, thank Nick, thank everybody for just taking a chance on me.
How amazing has it been coming here and having such a great season?
Man, it started this summer, just working hard, 2 days, and now to actually win the championship, man. Like, I can't explain the feeling right now. So.
Are you sort of happy sneaking under the radar, Jermaine?
I mean, like, I don't really pay too much attention about, you know, radar or who gets pub. Or, I mean, I just want to win the championship, and I did, man. So at the end of the day, mission complete.
You're aware that winning the grand final,
I might, man.
What are your plans next year? You want to come back?
Yeah, man. I just want to celebrate with my teammates right now and see what happens. Yeah.
Trev,
Trevor's something that you're obviously going to move on to in the next couple of weeks, but in terms of trying to keep the group together, you've got quite a few guys out of contract now.
Yeah, well, obviously we wanted, it was a special group when we got here together in pre-season. It was just, it clicked really early days in pre-season, the ability that we had and the unselfishness. When I got here, I didn't realise that the guys could pass the ball that well because I was playing against, everyone shot the ball. And we got here and they started sharing the ball and really forging that special bond early on and bring Jermaine and James in and being unselfish and a couple of great role players, and hopefully we can keep most of the team together for next year.
Role players, when James is having a rough third quarter, someone like Matty Knight stepped straight in and someone had to stand up with
you. Yeah, Matty's a little bit of a foundation player, Matty. You know, he hasn't had a great season with because of the injuries, but he stepped up real big in both games. Tommy Jervis, Greg Hire was sensational out there today, coming in, just being what he does, and Jesse. To have those two guys or three guys just come off the bench and work and receive little or no fanfare is great to have on a team.
Because you didn't make any changes, I think, until about 2 minutes when you're beating on the boards?
Yeah, I normally let the starters go a little bit because they're getting into the flow of the game and try to give these two guys a rest down the end of the quarter so they're ready to go. We made those changes and then we got in front a little bit, so maybe I should have got these guys out earlier.
Sorry.
When you first arrived, our presser just down the hall with Jack and he said that there was no pressure on yourself. Have you felt pressure at all this season in terms of taking this group of time?
No, I haven't to win a title, but it was just the history of the club makes me want to work harder. And I wanted to be successful because the organisation gives you a chance to be successful. And I've been on plenty of organisations that want to win but don't give you the resources and don't give you the ability to do that. And Perth do that, so I didn't want to let them down. And that was probably a driving force. And we had plenty of meetings with Jack. And Jack was always saying, just give me your best. So I know the best to be good enough, and it was getting the best out of the team at the right time.
On the other side, after we lost to Adelaide at the airport yesterday, Jack was walking past and said, Damon, you have contract at the end of the year? Yep. You want to come back to Perth? Yep. If you don't win tomorrow, I'll send you on the first plane back to the East Coast. So there's some pressure. we won, so maybe I'll be able to stay. No, I've been here for 5 years. You know, Perth's home now, and I've loved my 5 years here. And to be a part of two championships and four finals total, it's been an incredible, journey. And hopefully, I can continue that. But I haven't even spoken to the club yet. It's all the focus has been on, seeing out this season. And ideally, I can see out my career here. But hopefully, there's a few years left.
How quickly does that all happen? Expecting
next
week, or is there a break?
That's why we have agents. I want to go and enjoy it with my teammates and everyone else, and that'll go on in the background, and hopefully in a week's time I'll pop up for some air and see what's going on.
A few of the guys looking forward to getting rid of the beards, boys.
Oh, this is a poor attempt at a finals beard. I think there's a few razors in there now getting rid of these.